Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. Man, I really hope you enjoyed the last episode, at least as much as we had recording it. And in it, we were talking about how, well, shit happens. Your progress, your journey as a business owner is not always going to be so easy. You know, you're going to have ups and downs. And it's important to know that having downs is okay. And it's really more about how you handle things when they go a little sideways that speak to how successful you're going to be versus whether you have things going sideways, right? And so this entire episode is really just going to be that, is how to handle business shitstorms when they show up, because they will.
Yep. And I love this. And I think we can even just bring in like some real life examples from either ourselves or clients or whatever feels relevant. Because I feel like a lot of this is oftentimes coming from the mentality that we don't embrace our lows. And I think one of the most pivotal quotes, I guess, that a mentor gave me last year when I was in the middle of all my shit was, learning how to embrace my lows as much as I love my highs. And I think if we can all just start off this episode with tuning into what that actually means, where instead of seeing these emotional shitstorms or these times where it's like things are not going the way we planned or they're not what we expected or we're feeling overwhelmed or stressed or whatever those less desirable emotions are, to embrace them and to recognize that there is a gift and a redirection in whatever that experience is, and learn how to love it as much as we love our highs and everything seems to be going the way we want it.
Yeah, and I do love that concept of being able to appreciate, being able to honor your lows. And I'll say this, that the biggest, especially the biggest lows that I've had, whether they're in business or my personal life, have always preceded enormous times of growth. Mm-hmm. They've always pushed me to do things that I either resisted or didn't even think of doing before. And that's always led me to learning and growing and evolving myself. So, and it's not just that it was in effort to prevent something like that from happening again, but really what it was is it allowed me to see the different areas that could use improvements or healing or tweaking that for some reason I just wasn't aware of before. And that heightened level of awareness allowed me to make changes that had been necessary for maybe even a long time. Just, I didn't have the need. I didn't have the push. You know, things were good. So I didn't have to change them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, thank God for those lows, because they actually kicked my butt into gear.
Yeah. And I have to say too, it's like some of my best content has come from some of the most challenging times in my life. And you know, it's funny to say, but it's like those moments when it's just everything seems to be going wrong really create the best stories. They really, really do. And if you guys listened to the last episode, then you'll know, because it's like all of those moments when it was like, all right, shit, okay, life, okay, universe, hit me with another one. Breakup, adrenal fatigue, dropping out of competitions, business is ending, changing brands, changing positioning. It's like, it's all been just a beautiful redirection. So with that being said, I guess we can just kind of lean into what some of the big patterns are that we see. I know with my clients, and then Dan, with your clients, and then with ourselves personally. And I think one of the biggest topics is, in business, when you're experiencing these slower months, when what oftentimes happens for my clients is what was working really, really great last year isn't working the same anymore. And when they're trying to do the same things, but it's not heeding the same results, and they're getting frustrated and they can't seem to figure out like what's broken or what's wrong or what's missing and why things aren't as great as they could have been or what they want them to be.
With my clients, it's something very similar. I think the cause is a little different. So with my clients, what we see is that the things are working. They, you know, things are good, but for some reason, 1 month is just slow and they don't know what it is. They can't quite figure it out. And really there, it's like, you know, with your clients, it's because there's a transition that needs to happen, mm-hmm. right? Like with both of our stories, actually, when we find that, you know, we grow and it's challenging to expect you to be a complex, dynamic, and ever-changing creature and your business to be the same and for everything to just be, you know, okay with that going on. You know, it's like being in a relationship and only one partner changes, the other person's the same forever. Like, that relationship is headed for some interesting times, mm-hmm. right? With my clients, it's that they're still aligned with things. Just for one reason or another, there's a slow month and what to do. First of all, there's just dealing with the slowness mm-hmm. because that could bring up stress or anxiety. You got bills to pay. Or maybe you just have a standard. This is how much I earn every month and I'm used to that. And so anything less than that makes me feel like something is wrong. Mm-hmm. And what I see is people internalize it. That they'll see, oh, okay, earning less, that means that something is wrong. If something is wrong and I can't figure it out, that must mean there's something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And those two, they're fallacies. They're just incorrect. Mm-hmm. Those screw people up the most, from what I see. Is that what you see as well?
Yeah, I feel like for my audience, it comes down to this piece where they notice the slowness, they notice things slowing down, which makes them want to speed up and work harder, which sends them down the completely wrong spiral because now they're stressing themselves out more, trying to do more, trying to work harder because they want to try to speed things up and not realizing that it's actually making things worse and worse and worse and worse. So it's very much, again, like this concept of softening into success is the way that I love to position it and surrendering to the timeline of your own success and to really use these slower periods as a season of self-reflection and contemplation and really tuning into, great, what actually feels congruent for me right now? Am I excited about what I'm doing? Does it feel juicy? Does it feel in alignment? Is there any part of this that I have resistance with or resentment towards? And really just allowing yourself, at least for my audience again, to just kind of notice if you've had any major shifts in your own personal evolution, in your own story, in your own life, in your business, that maybe something just isn't quite fitting the way it was previously. And I think the caveat that I always share here is it's not that you need to completely change direction. And maybe if you want, you do, that's cool. But oftentimes it's just little tweaks in how you take care of yourself and how you honor yourself through this process. And how you're showing up online and the way that you're positioning your content and the way that you're speaking to the clients that you're speaking to and just in the way that you're doing business as a whole so that it feels juicier for you.
I love that. And I recommend very similar things for my clients is that, so first of all, it's important to understand that slow times are not signs that something has gone wrong or is going wrong, right? Sometimes you just have a slow month. It's impossible to expect the entire world to work consistently just because you want your income to be consistent, right? Let's be totally flat and transparent with this. Like, that's not how the world works. You're going to have some slower months. You're going to have some faster months. And I think that it speaks more to how you handle that for your success than whether it happens. Like, I think it was Tony Robbins who said that your success in life, and especially in business, will be determined by your ability to withstand uncertainty. So you have this slow month and what do you do with it? Instead of beating yourself up for it or going crazy. And what I mean by going crazy is like what you said, going into extreme hustle mode because that'll freak you out, right? And it does a lot to damage what I think are critical parts of an entrepreneur's day, which is self-care, which is like you said, the self-review that taking some real good time to feel where you are and what's going on, where you're going, how you're feeling about your lifestyle, about your business, about your audience, your copy, everything. See, when we're in hustle mode, it's really hard to slow down and have that perspective, have that awareness because we got shit to do. We can't just sit here and stare at the wall and think about how I'm feeling. You know, like I got to write these 15 emails. So when you have slower months, it does give you that time. When I have a slower month, I lay into all the things that I don't normally give myself a lot of time for. So I fully rest. Like, thank God I had a somewhat slower month last month when I was really dealing with the worst of the adrenal fatigue that I'm healing because I could take it the whole day and just lie down right? I literally just lie down and do nothing. Just heal. Just relax. Or read during the day, you know? Or take day trips out to the beach and go hiking and doing these things that take up a lot of time, but also add a lot. Whether it's calm, peace, groundedness, reflection, spiritual connection. You can fill these slow times with a lot of these juicy moments in your life that will prepare you to speed up, because there are a lot of different ways you can speed up. You know, this whole thing of, oh, I want to speed up, so I need to work more, doesn't always need to be that way. You can, I don't know if speeding up, but it's more like preparing yourself to succeed in bigger ways, can happen in a lot of different areas of your life. It doesn't always have to be in business. You know, I step it up with my meditation. When I have a slow month, I meditate twice the time. It wasn't a half an hour, then it became an hour, then it became an hour and a half. And when I have slow months now, I can go up to 2 hours, which I don't have when I'm, you know, I'm in my hustle or I have a faster month. But that meditation allows me so much. It gives me so much energy and groundedness and peace. And it kind of resets my emotions and do all these things that are really important for me when I'm on sales calls or when I'm writing my copy or when I'm writing my emails or doing anything that could potentially grow my business. So this slowdown actually prepares me for a massive speed up as long as you use that time in the right way.
And just to lean into the marketing model a little bit and just business models in general, it's interesting because, you know, especially if you're coming from a corporate background where you're used to having like a salary, a set salary every month and working like 9 to 5 in your business, right? And then after 5, I'm not going to work anymore, which ironically is what a lot of people do when they start businesses and they start doing the entrepreneurial thing, is they leave corporate and then they become their own corporate boss.
And are worse bosses than their corporate managers were.
Terrible. And what's ironic here is it's like you have this expectation because you've been societally conditioned to believe that I'm going to make, you know, 10K a month every month, but that's not how the industry works. Usually for most coaches, for most entrepreneurs, how it works is you have seasons of profit and seasons of growth. Now, when you're in a season of growth, that means you're usually expending a lot or you're not creating as much because you're in building. When you're in the season of profit, it's because you're marketing and you're exerting energy and you're in some sort of way to where you're producing the profit. And so for myself and for the model that I often teach clients, it's like, you get to go through these seasons and you ebb and flow between really like resting and marketing and really deciding for yourself of like how you want to play that out. And the correlation that I love making for people is like what you're generating in your business is oftentimes going to be a direct correlation of A, your self-care, and B, how you're showing up online and how you're marketing. And when people are coming from this place of like stressed out and trying to make a shit ton of money, but they're like, they're in this lower vibrational frequency, that's what's being reflected in their marketing. And then they're trying to push and push and push even harder and it's not working. And a big part of that is because they're not taking the time to take care of themselves, to elevate their energetic state so that they can show up more powerfully in their marketing and be able to do less. So the big thing here is in these slower seasons, it's also just recognizing like, okay, let me actually reflect on how I have been showing up. Is this a season of rest for me or is this a season of profit? And if it is a season where I want to produce more profit, and we'll get into the lifestyle piece as well here, it's deciding for yourself of like, great, what's the lifestyle that I want to have? And how can I have that in congruence with the profit I want to generate and do in a way that's sustainable and consistent?
And that is, oh man, so important. I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, that is one of the biggest foundations, one of the core principles of my business right now, especially the direction that I'm going in, is what do you need internally to be as successful as possible, right? Like, where does your energy need to be? What do you need to be resonating with? How do you need to show up in terms of what kind of qualities or characteristics do you want people to pick up from you when you show up, whether you're writing posts or emails or you're serving your clients or whatever? And how do you get that? Well, when you have a slow month or when you have a season of growing, that is such a perfect time to set that up for yourself. Because you actually have time to think and like strategize and do all these things that you just don't have when you're in the middle of a launch, for example. You know, you don't have time to think about the right kind of meditation. You probably don't meditate at all. You know, it's just a different type of thing. But also, you know, when you're talking about falling out of alignment with a way of doing business or your positioning or your messaging, when you have a slower period, that's a time for play. You know, when you're trying to grow, it's not really the right time to experiment so much. You're selling something, you got to market that shit. And that is not a time to be inconsistent, right? That's not a time to be like, I wonder how people respond to this. No, you got to do what you think works, what you know works, because you're in your profit phase. This is where you're making your money and you need that. In a growth phase, you can experiment, you can test, you know, not really sure where you want to go as your next step in your business, what will really align. What a beautiful time to play around and just see. Because, hey, it's okay. It doesn't work. Doesn't matter. It's not you're going to crush your launch or something. It's not like you're not going to be able to pay your bill. No, it's fine. It's slow anyway. And chances are it'll be slow regardless of whether, you know, you have a couple posts that don't really work or a couple posts that crush it, right? So really what it is revising the way we look at these phases as not good or bad. We take the judgment out of it and just really get to enjoy the opportunities that they afford us. And they're going to be different, but they work together. Without these growth phases, without these phases where you can allow yourself to play or really take care of yourself or experiment in your business, well, when it's time to make profit, you're not going to do it. You know, you won't be making as much money as you could because you didn't go through that phase of making sure that you're aligned and you're excited and you're feeling good and you're prepared, gave yourself everything you need in order to make that profit phase really work for you.
The other thing that pops up here that's imperative in these slower seasons is, in a way, it's like this self-realization. It's like this self-actualization. It's like really rediscovering yourself and really getting to know yourself and really reconnecting with yourself. And I find that, like, for myself personally, and then for so many of my clients, we want to divert back to like what worked before. But these are often the seasons when we're having the biggest internal evolution and growth. And again, it's like surrendering to that and saying, like, really allowing yourself to sit in your emotional shit and allow it to show you what you're tuning into and allow it to give you this gift of what's coming. And I think for a lot of us, it's scary because it can be uncertain, right? What the things we used to love, maybe we don't love as much anymore, or the things that used to like turn us on don't, or we're in a place where we're just like, I feel like I'm not interested in these things, or this isn't exciting for me. And it's such a beautiful time to really just honor yourself and to really just get to know, like, who am I and who do I want to be and how do I really want to experience my life? And I think that brings us perfectly into this next piece here when we're talking about business and lifestyle and balancing the two, because these slower seasons are such a beautiful way where you can assess for yourself the experience that you've had thus far with the profit that you've generated and really tune into, okay, sure, the business is quote unquote working from a profit generating perspective, but is it working from a happiness, fulfillment, excitement, joy, pleasure perspective as well? And really assessing for yourself, what is the lifestyle that I want to have? And then how can I build the business around the lifestyle so that I can actually enjoy and pleasure my way to success?
And that is, I mean, again, listen to the last episode. You can see that Sophie and I are like hyper focused on this last part. But Sophie was saying is, how can we create lifestyles for ourselves? And how can we help our clients create lifestyles that feel really fucking good? Not just a little bit, but we want to legit be able to say without a thought, without, you know, blowing smoke up people's asses, that we're head over heels in love with what we're doing day to day, all the time, during the weekdays and the weekends, on vacation or when we're working. And when you do have this time of reflection, one of the things that I love to do is really check in on that and really see, is my life really working together? Because when you have parts of your life that don't gel together, you will find stress and anxiety. When you're so into, well, this is what I earn and this is what I need to earn for whatever reason other than survival, right? If you go, oh, I need to be a millionaire now. Or, you know, I earned $20,000 one month. That means that this needs to be my new normal and anything less than that is bad. You can get yourself into this phase of working a hell of a lot and leaving out the rest of your life. And never mind just going into burnout, which it could do, but you can flip-flop then, right? You get in this hardcore working all the time that you ignore the other things that make you happy. Relationships, self-care, health, fun, sports, whatever you're into. And then what ends up happening is that you get miserable. And because you're unhappy, your work starts being affected. And believe me, if you're still one of the people who think that you can hide it, please wake up. No, you can't. You can't. Not even a little bit. I'm sorry. People pick up on that shit, especially on a sales call. They want you to be there and be happy and self-loving and have a ton of energy because that's what they want to feel. Well, if you show up to that call and you're going to be low energy, that's not going to work for you. You're probably not going to get that sale. If you do, your client's not going to be happy with you from the get-go. How kind of a relationship are you setting up? And so that means that you're going to have to work even harder in order to make the same amount of money, and that screws up your work-life balance even more. Instead, what if you slowed down even more and just took a look at each part of your life and asked yourself, does this enhance the rest of my life? Does it hurt it? Or is there no impact? You can just ask. Social life, you know, intimate relationships, dating, your self-care, your whatever you do for fun, your hobbies. Ask all of these questions and see, does this help you, hurt you, or does this have no impact?
And I think the big piece that you're tuning into, Dion, is what I refer to as like embodiment. Like, you can show up and post all the content all day long and, you know, show up on stories and make a bunch of videos and write a bunch of posts and write a bunch of emails. And then people will feel the level of dissonance if that's not actually how you're genuinely feeling. And, you know, I've had people reflect this back to me when I write content and I'm not even trying to market. And they're just like, I can feel your essence and your energy and like the love and like the embodiment behind it. And I think, you know, this is so much of what you teach, whether you're consciously aware of it or not, Dan, is like you're teaching people how to embody this radiance, this energy, this frequency where they're showing up and they're so magnetic because they're so in love with themselves and with their life that people are entranced by that energetic frequency. And that's really what these seasons of slower months are about. It's like a season to really reconnect with yourself and really tune into what is the energetic state that I am embodying and how am I using my level of embodiment to entrance my audience through my radiance. And personally, the biggest thing that I love teaching my clients in this regard is, again, I work with women specifically, is getting into pleasure practices and really tuning into taking back your power and looking at where in your life are you not experiencing pleasure and how can we activate this orgasmic state of being where you can really live from this embodiment of feeling just so juicy and so in awe and so in bliss with who you are and the life that you have and exactly what Dan's talking about, reflecting on all of these different areas and really tuning into what do I want to embody? What do I want to feel? And what do I want to experience in my life? And then how can I experience that now internally and let that then leak into what I'm experiencing externally?
Love it. And yes, it is something that I think is really important. And it is one of my favorite parts of what I get to do with my clients is really get them to not fake it till you make it. You know, not say one thing, do another thing, have it be something that is so ingrained that that's just who they are, that they just are self-loving. They just are in love with their business. And it's because of this process of really taking a careful look. And that's what I think of when I think of living an intentional life is having everything be intentional. And I know some people think of that as like, oh, it's a lot of thinking. Yeah, maybe, but hey. It's worth it, you know, when you get things to set up and think like, well, yeah. And I've gone through this to an extreme level, even thinking about every single friendship that I have and like picking and choosing the people I'm going to keep in my life and having a reason why. So I don't just hang out with people because it's fun for me. I hang out with people because I know exactly what I'm, you know, interacting with and how they make me feel and how I make them feel. And it's an incredible relationship then when I see that, you know, and this is just at one portion. When I see that the people in my life are there so that I can learn and expand and grow and get a ton out of every time we hang out. And it's a part of who I am. I can go through my entire day and show you how every single thing is carefully chosen to make me feel fucking awesome and to have me like show up. And when people call, it's fun for me to show them like, hey, this is a possibility. You can have it too. And that's, I think, what you mean by also, you know, embodiment is being the model of possibility for your clients. Yeah. And letting them feel that excitement because that's what they want too. You know, that's what they're really looking for. They're looking to be in love with themselves and in love with their lives and to feel awesome every day and excited. And so when we do that, we can lead them there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really important thing. And what a wonderful opportunity to have to be able to do that than really slowing down and, you know, instead of rushing off into hustle, having some time and appreciate it where you can really put this stuff together for yourself. And again, you don't have to choose between having a thriving business and having a thriving personal life. Whatever work-life balance is for you, as long as it works for you, it doesn't have to be 50-50. It could be 70-30 or whatever. As long as you wake up feeling really fucking good about it every day, then that works.
Love that. Yeah. And I think the biggest thing that what we're tuning into here is it's intuitive businessing, is what I love to call intuitive marketing and integrated business. So being able to be more intuitive about how you live your life and getting off of the diet culture mentality when it comes to business and marketing of like, I need to work 9 to 5 or I need to have my morning routine, yada, yada, yada. And especially for the women out there who every single week of every single month, you're in a literally different hormonal state. You need to honor yourself and honor what your body is saying it needs. And that's how you can start to build this deep trust. And I love the intuitive eating model and what it teaches around really learning how to trust yourself and trust that it's like, oh, when I actually honor my need to rest or to sleep or to play or to pleasure, whatever it is, it actually creates so much more success for me because I'm coming from that energetic state. And it's really about integrating and harmonizing. And I don't like the word balance. I love using the word harmonization because I feel like it's a dance of integrating your business into your life. And we'll dive into this in the next episode here. But it really is. It's like, if you are a service-based entrepreneur, you are a personal brand, which means it's time for you to get personal and to really look at how you can integrate versus keeping your life segregated and having this on or off switch with business, which, you know, Dan, for me, it was exhausting. And it sounds like it was for you too.
Yes, it was.
And just looking at like how you can be fully integrative with all of who you are in your business. And that way you don't have to feel this need to turn yourself on or turn yourself off with the business mode. And you can just be who you are all the time. And from that state, you can just constantly be generating profit in your business.
And that goes into also, you know, what happens when your life changes, you know, that this could prevent you from having that stable business that, you know, you want so bad. Shit, man, you get married, you got a kid, you move, you know, like you get sick like I did. You know, I was super healthy and then I almost died like that fast, like it super fucked up and did not see it coming. So what do you do with things like that, right? Well, it's the same thing, right? You can sit back and realize that, hey, you get to be a dynamic and evolving creature. And that's kind of amazing. And there's no reason for you to try to be the same when you show up online. You get to talk about these things. There's no reason for you to have to be perfect when you show up online. You can talk about it. Your kid's driving you up the wall. You have a new baby and you haven't slept in a month. Like, this is some shit that you could talk about, right? You can weave it in. So there doesn't have to be this, now I'm in business, now I'm a mom, now I'm a this, now I'm a that. You could be all these things at the same time and use them to expand your business as well. It's just another thing that you can use to connect with your audience. And we see them. I mean, look at the people that you really look up to on social media. They talk about their lives too, right? They show you, you know, like Scott and Libby talk a ton about their relationship and about how fast it was and how it meant and how it was just their experience of falling in love. And it doesn't really have to do with their businesses directly, but it does at the same time because they also are on this path of helping people grow businesses, not just so they can make a lot of money, but so they can experience all the beautiful things in life. And so you see there where they use these things that could potentially derail or sidetrack you. And they just weave it in and they're open about it. And the fears and, you know, the anxieties or stress that these things can put into your life as well, they talk about that and they're open, they're honest, they're transparent. And because of that, they crush it. You know, like people see that they're humans, that they are real, that they're relatable, and that it's easy to connect with them.
I think this will be a great stopping point, because in the next episode, we're going to start to get a little bit more self-expressed, to say the least, and really just kind of tune in and see what it looks like for you to show up shamelessly in your business and to fully integrate all of who you be online. And a big part of this really comes down to your sexual embodiment and your sensuality, whether you're a man or a female, and really just the way that you allow your sensuality, in essence, to drive you in your business and to become really just this creative energy that you get to use to show up in a way that feels authentic, not just like the basic authentic of like, I made, you know, six figures and I struggled, but it's like, really you. Like, let's talk about your dirty secrets and those weird things that you like, and do it in a way that like is fun and keeps your authority positioning, and you can just enjoy it and embrace it, and your audience can fall in love with you. So with that being said, Dan, anything else you want to add in?
Yeah, you know, let's add a task into this. I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I think it would be really good for you as you're listening to do this, is take 20 minutes, take 30 minutes if you got the time, and go through all the elements of your life, right? When things are fast and when things are slow, when things are good or when they're challenging. And take a look at your day-to-day and what's in it, and really see, are things aligned? Do you feel like you're in alignment with what's going on? Are you giving yourself what you really need? Are you taking the time to honor yourself in all the seasons of your business? And see whether you can start making little tweaks or changes so that it feels even better for you day to day.
Love it. All right, guys, enjoy that challenge. And if you want any feedback, send it to us. You can shoot us a message on Instagram at I am Sophie Kestner, or at Dan Mendelo. Is that your handle, Dan?
Yep.
Not dope. And our just an email. We love, love, love hearing from you guys. And if you enjoyed this, send it out to someone you know who needs to hear it, and leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of love. Bye.